Blog Talk Radio.
Para o consolo, na sua vergonha.
Como é bom render louvores a Ti, ó Pai. Te agradecemos, ó Deus, mais um dia, Senhor, estarmos aqui. Sabemos, ó Deus, que tudo aquilo, Senhor, coopera para o bem daqueles que Te amam, Senhor. E nós dependemos totalmente de Ti, Senhor. Que a Tua graça, Senhor, e Teu amor nunca nos falte, ó Pai. Cada um daqueles, ó Deus, que estejam nos ouvindo e aqueles ainda que nos ouvirão, Senhor, possam, ó Pai, receber mais de Ti, Senhor, para suas vidas. Que o Senhor esteja conosco, ó Pai, durante todo esse programa e que nos guie, Senhor, em cada palavra. É isso que nós já te pedimos e te agradecemos. Em nome de Jesus, amém. Bom, saudamos todos os nossos amados ouvintes com a graça e a paz do Senhor. Tenham todos uma boa tarde. Que você possa desfrutar hoje conosco desse programa e que você possa ir um pouquinho mais além junto conosco. Que nós possamos aprender um pouco mais a lidar com as nossas batalhas, com as nossas lutas, que o Espírito Santo ele possa nos guiar em tudo. Então, como vocês devem ter visto, o nosso tema de hoje é saindo do Egito. E como é que a gente deve enfrentar, como é que a gente pode se portar quando a gente está saindo já do meio do Egito, saindo da opressão e das coisas que muitas vezes o inimigo lança sobre as nossas vidas. Então, que você possa parar para refletir um pouco mais. E peça ao Espírito Santo para que seus ouvidos possam estar abertos, para que você possa aprender um pouco mais junto conosco. Amém? Então, antes de darmos início ao tema de hoje, vamos continuar entoando louvores ao nosso Deus, porque Ele é digno de todo o nosso louvor, de toda a nossa adoração. Amém? Fiquem todos na paz.
And weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just.
To show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just
run and
darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive. Hey! Whoa.
Glória em nosso vida para ti. Glória, Lord. deixa me Senhor. Deixa-me ouvir o riso do céu, Senhor. Abre os meus ouvidos. Abre os meus ouvidos, Senhor. Abre os meus olhos, Senhor. Abre-me o coração. Abri os meus ouvidos para que eu possa ouvir. Abri os meus olhos para que eu possa ver. Abre o meu coração para que eu possa sentir o teu amor, o teu amor, Senhor. Abre os meus ouvidos para que eu possa ouvir. Abre os meus olhos para que eu possa ver. Abre o meu coração para que eu possa sentir teu amor, o teu amor, Jesus. Abri os meus ouvidos para que eu possa ouvir. Abri os meus olhos para que eu possa ver.
possa andar. Ilumina-me com a tua luz e eu andarei. Atrai-me a tua presença e eu irei, Senhor, para os teus braços.
O teu amor, o teu Glória a Deus, glory to God. Amém, aleluia. Senhor, nós te agradecemos uma vez mais por podermos estar aqui. Podemos já ter sentido a tua bendita presença, Senhor, por saber que tu nos honras, Senhor, com a tua presença, Pai. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, for feeling your presence amongst us, because we know that you are faithful. Where are one or two in your name together, you are present. Hey, how good, how sweet is your presence, Lord. Thank you, Father, for our brothers, for your army in this land, for great warriors you are providing for your salvation of your people. Obrigado, Senhor, pelo teu exército, pelos homens e pelas mulheres espirituais que tu estás cuidando, Senhor. Do exército que vai combater pela salvação e pela tua glória, Senhor. Nós te agradecemos por mais esta oportunidade. Em teu nome falarmos, Senhor, a verdade. Trazermos cura, libertação. Anunciarmos o ano aceitável do Senhor. Para que tu, Senhor, e só tu possas quebrar todos os grilhões deste mundo tão traiçoeiro, Senhor, que tem aprisionado o teu povo. Que tu nos abençoes, Senhor, cada vez mais com a tua presença e que tu nos dirijas em todas as coisas aqui, Senhor. Tu abençoes todas as pessoas que estão ouvindo e aquelas que também vão ouvir. Que abençoes o nosso irmão William, que vai nos ajudar nesta tarefa, Senhor. A desmascarar o inimigo traiçoeiro deste mundo, Senhor, que tem impedido a verdadeira adoração. Em tudo te agradecemos, ó Pai, para a tua glória nós oramos, em nome de Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity of fellowship with our brothers, with the great warriors you are training to bring salvation, to break the chains of the rulers of this world. We thank you, Lord, for guiding us to your glory, for the price you have paid. We praise all the members of the church that are leaving the Egypt, even with so many persecutions, traps on the way, but we know that our Redeemer is alive. Like Joel said, I know that he is alive. Death did not conquer him. We thank you and we pray for our brother Will Rogers, that will help us to break the chain, that will bring more knowledge, so you can give us discernment, wisdom to fight the good fight, to save ourselves and to save the other ones that you want to rescue from this world. In Jesus' name, we thank you, my Father. Amen. Nós agradecemos a vossa presença, todos vocês que têm ouvido os programas, aqueles que estão unidos em espírito e em verdade, aqueles que estão ouvindo, que separaram tempo para participar de mais esta leija, e aqueles que também irão ouvir mais à frente, quando Deus assim determinar, que os juntem ao exército do Senhor. Nós queremos dar continuidade há uma série de programas que temos feito no sentido de desmascarar este mundo, desmascarar profundamente tudo aquilo que em oculto está sendo projetado pelo príncipe deste mundo para transformar o povo de Deus naquilo que Deus não quer, para impedir os seres espirituais que estão dentro de nós crescendo, de se libertarem de todas as insuficiências de vida, encontrarem a verdadeira salvação na pessoa do Senhor Jesus. Nós temos tido connosco o irmão Will Rogers, que vem de uma longa caminhada de libertação, pois nasceu debaixo de um jugo que ele não escolheu, numa família que o entregou a jugos do inimigo, família que serviu o outro lado da barricada, satanistas, mas que ele, pela graça de Deus, foi escolhido para vir hoje, nos tempos do nosso êxodo, deste Egito que é o mundo, trazer-nos conhecimento como nós iremos ter que travar também as nossas batalhas e aquilo que os poderes das trevas, as potestades caídas da eternidade têm feito, têm montado neste mundo para nos aprisionar nele. Nós estaremos traduzindo tudo o que o nosso irmão nos trouxer, por isso eu peço paciência para aguardarem, pois vale a pena tomar posse deste conhecimento. Para quem não acompanhou, é fácil, basta visitar a nossa página, tanto a do blog como a do grupo Destruindo Fortalezas no Facebook. Estão lá todos os links na cronologia do grupo acerca dos programas que temos feito. Eu agora vou atualizar em inglês e depois iremos chamar o nosso irmão, que eu acredito que já está nos ouvindo. Once again I give you a hug to all our brothers or sisters that are hearing us. We are going to continue talking about the schemes, the tactics of this world in bringing prisons to our soul, to stop God and the Spirit of God of working in our lives, in our minds, in our souls, our hearts, to break the chains of the pharaohs of the modernity. And let me say something by myself. The task that the body of Christ has in front of him, it's not an easy one. If Moses had to deal with one Pharaoh, today the body of Christ needs to know how to deal with multiple Pharaohs. I will give you some examples of pharaohs. Today we have the ruler of this world. He is the pharaoh of all the pharaohs. But unfortunately we have pharaohs being installed on spaces that they say that is from God. It's for the glory of God. Yes, it is, but it's not our God. It's the glory or the God of the pharaohs. Unfortunately, we have to say that we must be very, very high-hopened, even in our congregations. Unfortunately, this is not the thing that we like to talk, but we need to talk about this. Because today there are more pharaohs than workers of the Word of God. And you, my brother, and you, my sister, we have to be selective to who do we trust our life? Who can we count on the days of darkness? because those are the real brothers, not when everything is okay in our life. If God brings proofs for our life, I know today that is for Him to teach us to discern the real brothers, because it's in the times of trouble that you will see born your real brother, those that are with you on the poverty, on the sickness, when you are on you, when you are with your health down, when you don't have money, but still love you, still be your friend. That's why God sometimes He permits to prove ourselves, because He wants to teach us that not everybody that says Lord, Lord is a real brother. And sooner or later, all of us will understand this in some of all so much pyramids that are being constructed in the name of the Lord, but for the glory of the Lord of the Pharaohs. As we put on the beginning of the program, 2 Chronicles 13:14. Israel sometimes on the fights against the neighbors, he had to fight between two sides. We will read this verse. Judah looked back. Behold, the battle was before and behind. And they cried unto the Lord, and the priests blew the trumpets. 2 Chronicles 13:14. The same strategies that the fallen angels used to oppress, to destroy Israel, they are using today to destroy our lives, our spiritual life. The same angels that tried to destroy Israel to stop the advent of Jesus Christ, they are using the same tactics today against the spiritual Israel that is the followers of Jesus Christ, Yahushua, the followers of the way, those that had built a personal relationship with the Lamb of God. He wants to destroy this. And sometimes it's in the pyramids called church. Is there that they are trying to destroy your personal relationship with your God. Unfortunately, we must say this. And the incredible thing that we really have to say is that you are paying to be destroyed. The false gospel is being preached more inside of the congregations than on the world. I have seen people from the world, not believers in Christ, warning the Christians about the falseness of Christmas. And I have seen Christian people being angry against the not believing for saying that. But the truth is that the world, it's amazed with the behavior of the church, with the lukewarmness
of the church. You know why? You know why the world hates the gospel? It's because of the church. Because we are not being true followers of Christ. We are not being like him. We are not being like Moses. We are being like Koreh. We say we live the Egypt, but the Egypt, it's inside of us. We let pharaohs of this world guide our time, our life, their calendars are being used by us when we should be changing the time of them. We should be destroying the pyramids. And they are destroying our spirituality. And it's with sadness that we are saying this. It's our fault. If we look only to Jesus Christ, we will never be celebrating paganism festivities, celebrating false births and giving glory to the prince of pharaohs. That's why the world hates the church, because we are being lukewarm. We are being enslaved with them. But we have the power. We have the power. They don't. But we don't want to suffer. It's more easy to negotiate with the slave masters, disguised as angels of light, on these pulpits of the pyramids, the modern pyramids, the hierarchies of men. I will bring Brother Will Rogers that he will prove if this is only my idea, of this is a real strategy of the Satanists infiltrating heresies, false preachers with heresies, attracting with big quantities of money to the church, materialism, and killing the chips. Promoting the wolves. The alternative is leaving Egypt and leaving Egypt in Egypt. You can spend all your life in a church and not be free. Because Egypt is inside of the church, of the congregation, and you accept their authority, and you pay with your life, with your family, and with your money to sustain the system of the pharaohs. Because you know, you have sold Christ in your life by a price. You have not believed in his love, that he wants to have a relationship, a personal relationship with you, with me, that no other man, no woman, no other human being, no spirit needs to interfere, because he's sufficient savior of your life, the only one. And sufficient. That's how you have accepted him, right? So you need to believe this And if something tries to stop, you better believe that is the Pharaoh. He's being sent by the Pharaoh with his chariots to stop you from believing that the sea will open and you will find the way to the promised land, to the honey of the promised land. You better believe, brother. I will put this in Portuguese and then I will call brother Will Rogers. He will be our testimony about this. Ok? Nós vamos chamar o irmão Will Rogers, que vai ser a nossa testemunha viva daquilo que nós estivemos falando. De como pirâmides estão sendo construídas hoje com o povo de Deus. Pirâmides. Tal igual aquelas de Faraó, mas disfarçadas de congregações, disfarçadas de evangelho, mas onde a última palavra pertence ao homem. Onde você e eu, que já lá estive, não podemos ter relação pessoal com Deus. Não podemos pensar às vezes, porque tudo é rebeldia. Não podemos decidir por nós. Tudo tem que passar pelo crivo de outro ser humano que se acha no direito de ser o emissário de Cristo à nossa vida. O nosso Papa. Se você aceita, se você vende a sua espiritualidade pelos favores deles, depois não se queixe quando essa espiritualidade faltar na sua vida. A única pessoa que você vai ter que culpar é você mesmo. Porque no dia em que a sua família precisar de Cristo, pode ter certeza, aquele homem que sempre dirigiu a sua vida, ou aquela mulher que determinou tudo no lugar de Cristo, não lhe vai poder valer. Não adianta depois chorar. Foi você que escolheu. Foi você que decidiu comprar um campo neste mundo. Com as recompensas de ter entregue a sua relação pessoal com Deus. Tal como Judas fez. Por 30 moedas de prata. Mas fique sabendo que é nesse campo que Judas morre. Você só está comprando a sua sepultura. Um dia aceitou Jesus Cristo como seu único e suficiente Salvador. Não precisa de passar uma vida inteira dependente dos outros. E se alguém te quer fazer isso, fique sabendo que é agente do Faraó. É construtor de pirâmides. Não adianta nós sermos batizados e dizermos que somos nova criatura, que já não somos deste mundo, se este mundo ainda não saiu de dentro de nós. Não adianta. Quando se assume um compromisso, esse compromisso vai ser posto à prova. Só depois podemos dizer que somos santos. Eu assisti, no final deste ano, uma coisa incrível na internet. Pessoas que se diziam ateus, criticando os cristãos por estarem celebrando o Natal. Os cristãos evangélicos. Porque eles sabem mais a verdade e amam mais a verdade do que o povo evangélico que se diz evangélico. Que conhece a mentira e o Deus que é honrado nessa festa. E mesmo assim, consente nas suas congregações, nas suas casas, as tradições de Babilónia, as tradições do Egito, herdadas de um sistema corrompido. E o mais incrível é que aqueles que deveriam defender a verdade ainda criticaram os outros, criticando os ateus por estarem defendendo a verdade. Mas, se você está pensando que vai conseguir viver uma vida inteira comendo de duas mesas, fique sabendo que tudo o que você recebeu aceitando essas ofrendas tinha veneno. Envenenou a sua vida espiritual e envenenou a vida espiritual daqueles que estão consigo. E um dia, isso vai fazer efeito. Um dia você vai querer parar e não vai conseguir. E nós vamos entender hoje, com o testemunho do nosso irmão Will Rogers, se isto é verdade ou mentira. Nós vamos entender como é que os mesmos inimigos de Israel, que lá em 2 Crônicas 13:14, nós vamos ler, então Judá olhou e eis que tinham que pelejar por diante e por detrás. E então clamaram ao Senhor e os sacerdotes tocaram as trombetas. Estes mesmos inimigos que tentaram impedir o advento de Jesus Cristo, destruir Israel tantas vezes, atacavam em duas frentes para cercar Israel. Esses mesmos anjos caídos, esses mesmos agentes de Faraó que cercaram Israel quando ficou perante o Mar Vermelho para já não os deixar escapar. Estes mesmos inimigos estão usando a mesma estratégia para nos encurralar a nós. Aonde? Nas pirâmides modernas. Com heresias, com soberba humana, destruindo a tua relação pessoal com Deus, manipulando muitas das vezes a própria Bíblia. Descontextualizando tudo o que está nela e que nos encaminha para uma relação pessoal com Deus. Mas olha, os sacerdotes tocaram as trombetas. Hoje está sendo tocada uma trombeta à tua vida. E toma atenção ao que o nosso irmão vai falar. Porque ele sabe, ele viu como é planeada as coisas. Do outro lado. Do outro lado. Brother Will Rogers, can I hear your voice? Can you hear my voice?
Amen, brother. Excuse me. Amen, brother. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I can hear you too. Welcome once again, brother. Sorry for the time, but I have to introduce this team, this issue, because it's a very, very important issue that we need to understand. How the enemy of our soul is using the same strategies, and you have come from a big distance to help us. God had worked your life, had broke your chains, for you could be a first high witness of how the devil, how his agents, the modern pharaohs, are using the tactics to cast spells on our souls, on our spirits. So, brother, I'm let you from now to guide us in this issue. You have more or less 46 minutes, so please give us life.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. As you know, brother, this is a very powerful topic. This is a topic that I have not even addressed on my show due to the magnitude and the depth problem or this issue, because I don't know if the church as a whole, the body of Christ, could really swallow or really understand the depth or the magnitude of what is called the secret fire in the occult community, what some people refer to as the Kundalini magic or the Kundalini, because the enemy hides in plain sight. And so our bodies have been transformed into acoustic chambers or what they call the pyramid Pyramid means pyro, mid. Pyro means fire, mid means middle. And so the occult community practices the art and the science of the alchemy of the body to transform the human body into a fiery serpent, or a place where the fiery serpent can dwell. And I prayed about this topic years ago, brother, when I was thinking about talking about it on my show. And I came up, I did a few posts, I just kind of tested the waters, and I was bombarded with negativity because everyone is really into yoga. Everyone is into activating the kundalini. Everyone is into activating their or ascending by, you know, getting in touch with these ascended masters and going to these different, you know, new age type churches that practice and teaches you. And I purposely use certain terms and certain words in my ministry to draw people who think that I'm still in that and still practicing that, because I came out of that. I no longer walk in darkness, brother. I've been translated out of darkness into the marvelous light. I can spot this demonic activity on another planet. But the problem, the pain that I see, brother, the thing that vexes my heart and my spirit is that the enemy is so confident that, and he's so arrogant that he goes around, just like the scripture says, like a roaring lion, because all Freemasonry, all Kabbalists, all Jewry or Jewish or Jewish mysticism, all capitalists, they are all expert in the art of the secret fire. This stuff has been passed down, and now it's inside the church. So I see preachers who speak or preach with pace or with a particular rate where they breathe, and they don't know what they are doing is they are actually putting people into a trance state by using frequency matching or what they call chambering resonance. And so what I want to start off, brother, I want to start off with the basics as I break down this very important topic of pyramid power or secret fire.
And you know that the question of the repetition and the dogmas and the rituals of the church, you see, all that, it's something that brings heaviness in our soul. We start to see the gospel as something boring, you see? And day after day and after day, being surrounded by people, being surrounded by those rituals, the same things, the same practices, the same thoughts, the same issues. One day, everybody's souls is so tired of the gospel. And that's why so many people today, they connect the gospel with those kind of things, you see, and don't ever imagine what is the real gospel, what is being sufficient, sustained by a personal relationship with the living God, you see. When I talk to people in the modern evangelical church about my way of life, how I am free to worship God in any time I want and I need, I will call him. People think that I am too free, too much free. I am too much liberal. You see, they don't believe in my freedom. So I think that people need to understand, they don't know that they are being enslaved. Imagine how clever is our Pharaoh that he make our souls, our spirits, slave of their system, their pyramid, and we don't even understand that we are slaves in those systems. Do you agree?
Amen, brother. That is exactly right. That's the foundation of the crux of the problem, is that we are still in the enemy's camp, exercising and using his modus operandi or his tools and we have no clue. We actually think the church believes that they are doing, now they have good intentions, and, you know, that's great. I understand that, but we have to study to show ourselves approved. And what the enemy has done is, like the scripture says, he's transformed himself into an angel of light. And he has, you know, so a lot of people believe that they are actually serving the true and living God, Jesus Christ, Yahushua, and unfortunately, they've been led astray by the false light or the fake power that just because it works, people think that it's of God.
Okay, so I'm going just to give an update in Portuguese, and then you break these things, the strategies, the practices of the alchemy of Pharaoh in our souls, and we will try to wake up a little bit more people, okay?
Amen, brother.
Então, nosso irmão está falando que, infelizmente, ele tem que testemunhar que é isso mesmo que está acontecendo, porque o maior cego é aquele que não vê. O maior escravo é aquele que não sabe que é escravo. E por mais que se tente falar hoje às pessoas que aquilo que está sendo oferecido em tantos falsos evangelhos, em tantos dogmas de cristianismo, não vai trazer o sustento à nossa alma. Se nós não nos conseguimos tornar autossuficientes na nossa relação com Deus, se nós não encontrarmos maneira de crescer para poder fazer e cumprir aquilo para o qual fomos criados por Deus, a nossa vida espiritual, o nosso projeto, ele vai acabar por nos frustrar. Independentemente se tivermos uma vida cheia de riquezas materiais, mas o inimigo vai conseguir controlar a nossa vida e nós vamos passar uma vida em escravidão, com pecados escondidos, com esqueletos no armário, cheios de medos, cheios de ansiedades, escondendo vício, ímos aquela relação de pai para filho, por uma relação, uma imagem projetada para os outros de um grande servo de Deus, mas do Deus dos faraós. Não foi à toa que Deus foi buscar Moisés ao próprio palácio de Faraó. Porque Moisés foi provado primeiro. Ele primeiro foi provado antes de fazer aquilo que tinha que fazer para Deus. Ele estava no palácio de Faraó, ele tinha nascido lá. Aliás, ele tinha sido criado lá. Ele aprendeu tudo aquilo que era a educação egípcia, todo o misticismo. Mas o coração dele estava com o povo. Estava com o Deus daquele povo. Ele era inclinado não para as riquezas do Egito. Ele não tinha escolhido, mas o coração dele, ele sabia ouvir. Ele sabia ouvir a voz de Deus lá dentro, não é aqui que tu pertences. E por mais encantamentos, por mais ofertas e futuros prósperos que ele tivesse, na hora em que ele teve que defender um irmão, ele optou por defender o irmão ao ponto de matar um egípcio. Foi aí que Deus determinou, foi aí que Deus provou que ele era o homem certo para trazer a libertação. Deus comprovou na prática, pô-lo à prova e aprovou. Foi ali que ele se separou do Egito, porque a partir dali ele fugiu. Ele se retirou, ele rejeitou aquela herança. Mas hoje, quando o Egito entra na vida, quando um patrão nos pede para mentir, para roubar outro irmão, quando um pastor nos diz que se o teu pastor é ladrão, fica calado, e a gente fica por causa da nossa posição na congregação, quando sustentamos
e desenvolvemos, ajudamos a desenvolver um sistema dizimista, dizimador de almas, que compra a fé, compra as bênçãos de Deus com 10% do que ganha por mês, nós não estamos sendo como Moisés, nós estamos sendo desaprovados. Você e eu podemos nos iludir. Não, se tanta gente está fazendo assim, deve ser eu que estou errado. Então, vamos tomar atenção ao que o irmão Will vai trazer, porque ele vai falar de coisas que você vai comprovar que estão acontecendo no seu meio, que estão entrando para a sua casa adentro. Muitas vezes pela TV, pelos programas que você ouve, em nome de Jesus, você pode tirar da sua vida, da vida da sua descendência. Porque lembre-se, os seus filhos irão divulgar a sua sabedoria através daquilo que lhes acontecer. Se um dia aquilo que você prometeu a eles, que iria cuidar deles, não cuidar, eles vão apontar o dedo para si. Meu pai e a minha mãe me enganaram. Não são só eles que vão apontar o dedo para si. Amen, brother. Let's go.
Amen, brother. And so we want to start off with a good foundation, brother. As always, the most important thing with anything in this world, in this dimension, is that the enemy hides in the details. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the enemy hides in the Word. So the Word became the world. The way that the Word became the world was the L, or the Lord, the little L, the small L, the cosmoglottor, inserted himself into the Word. And he uses angles. He uses space. He uses linear or lines instead of circles. The enemy understands that the universe that we live in, and all science proves the same thing. Scientists know that specific shapes create specific energy, a certain type of energy. So the circle is the realm of spirit. All things use circles. The enemy uses lines. And so when you see a line that has an angle, for example, the shape of a triangle or a pyramid. So that shape, that pyramid, is the opposite of a circle. So what the occult community uses, you will always find in all alchemy, all occult organizations, they will have a circle with some type of a pyramid or line inside the circle. Because that gives them the ability to manipulate consciousness, which we are, spirit. The only way to manipulate, and remember, the enemy can't create. He can only manipulate. And so all of this started because the enemy was made out of fire. All of the ancient text says that the enemy refused to bow down to a creature, or to Adam, or Adam you, because he was made out of clay. His response was, I am made out of fire. Everything starts with the fiery serpent. And every civilization, whether it's the Aztecs, the Incas, Chinese, they have the dragons. Every civilization has a fiery serpent that represents some type of a fallen angel or ancient deity. And so all behavior starts with this fiery serpent. And so the fiery serpent refused to recognize God's newest creation, which is called man. And so everything started with the fire resisting or not being willing to go along with the creators, with the Father's creation. And so once you understand the base of that and you understand the foundation of where all of this came from, then we can start understanding the word pyro, which means fire. And so when we talk about pyro or pyramid, pharaoh, that word as well, comes from this word pyro, of fire. And so everything starts with pyro, or understanding that fire means heat. or high temperature. And so when we're talking about the power of this universe, it is in the middle of the earth. There, you know, in the middle of the earth, this science, you can go to Google and just type in middle earth, and you will see in the middle of the earth is fire. In the middle of your spine, in the middle of your body, there's a fluid inside of the spinal cord. That is called, when you talk about the activating the kundalini, it is considered or it is called fire. It is the fiery serpent. And so inside of the human body, the earth is an exact replication of the human body. And so when we talk about this, we must understand the basics or the foundation of this word pyramid. Because at the base or at the foundation of the word pyramid is the word, two words, which means fire and middle. Pyramid. Pyra or pyro, which is fire, mid or middle. And so we're talking about the fire that's in the middle. Now we must go from that and we must get into understanding what is it about this fire? What this fire has to do with you and I, and how has this fire got into the church? Even some of the being slain in the spirit, or some of the stuff that we see inside of the charismatic churches, that's a very fine line. Now, I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying that the enemy wants to try to input his agenda by activating it. So we must understand the difference between true biblical being slain in the spirit and true biblical worship of God and true biblical seeking of God versus this fire, this secret fire that is activated through the consciousness, through the manipulation of your mind and place, what we could term as brainwashing or the washing of the brain. And this is all done
or the emotion.
Fire. Or the, exactly. Being so emotional where the hypothalamus and the amygdala is activated and you lose reason and logic. And that makes you very easy and very susceptible to be manipulated or controlled through this false consciousness, through this false energy, because it's all emotions. There's no
you
words.
Know, brother.
There's no foundation. There's no truth. There's no logic.
You know, brother, I always used to think that it's so strange that kind of behavior on the church, because the only time in the scriptures that we can read someone fall because of the fire in the New Testament is with Ananias and Sapphira, right? They were slain by the fire of the Holy Spirit, but that was not a good thing. So I don't see in the New Testament, nowhere else, and I think in the Old Testament, nobody falling in the Spirit. You see, when those sons of Korah brought strange fire to God on the desert, they were slain. So.
Yes.
I always thought that maybe, well, I was new on the faith, so, you know, we are humble, we are trained to be humble, so, but I always watched that and I thought for myself, well, this is a big theater, it seems a big theater, you see, I don't see nobody on the Bible falling with the Holy Spirit, you see. Well, that now I see, now I know that it's not the real fire of God. So what we are being stopped is to feel the real fire of God, the real spirit of God. They are bringing the reptilian fire, right?
Exactly, brother. And that's what the enemy wants, to create a counterfeit fire or a counterfeit Holy Ghost. He wants to use the unholy fire, the unholy ghost, and he's manipulating because he's using our emotion, and we're becoming emotional instead of using the word of God and coming to God to get truth, to get logic, to get an understanding, so that way our behavior can be more like him. It does you no good to be all emotional and then you leave the church and you continue to sin. You have no power over sin. God gave us power. you know, that we should tread upon snakes and scorpions in all power. That he gave us this dunamis power. It's not an emotional power. It's a power because of the fact that we, our minds, being transformed by the renewing of your mind, our minds has actually become like him, so that we are followers of him. It's not an emotional experience or reaction. It's based on a understanding and a willingness to follow the Most High.
Do you know, brother, I need to ask you something for you, because you were on the Masonry, so you will be a testimony for our brothers. I come from a background church from a called it is a new church. It has 40 years at maximum here in Portugal, but it's a very calm church, but he has some heresies there consulting the Bible. You know this practice, because I know today that this comes from Masonry. They open the books and they see the answers of God. You know what they teach there? They teach that is a revelation from God. That when you want to know something from God, you claim for the blood of Christ, because it is written that the Abel's blood talks from this land. That's what God said to Cain. So the blood talks. You claim for the blood of Christ, and you open the Word of God, and you put the finger, and God talks to you. So I have watched this with myself, how the wolves, they substitute, they replace the real Word of God, the commandments, the words that Jesus spoke, how he will guide us, for these dogmas, for these heresies, for these doctrines of occultism. And they are working in plain sight on the church, like Christian doctrines. If the Bible, if they put the finger on a negative verse of the Bible, they will say that God doesn't want this or this. You see, you know, can you see the madness that is spreading in the middle of the body of Christ?
Amen, brother. And that's very, very, very dangerous, because it's not verse upon verse, line upon line, precept on precept. We're not building it with principles. It's not done decent and in order. God is a God of order and God of discipline. You cannot build a house, brother, just by taking random pieces of wood and not have a plan or a foundation or a system or a process or a procedure in place. You just can't go and pick one board and put it here and put another board and put it there.
But you have heard about this on the Masonry, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I come from a similar background in the charismatic movement where that is done. Yes, sir.
Yes, they don't use only Bible. They use any other books they want to see an answer, and they open, right?
Right. Exactly, brother.
So when I say this to people that are in that church, they don't believe me. Because the spirits that are operating there, they bring the answers that they want to give to the people. You see, I have seen families broken because of this doctrine. I have seen so many unjust things happen in the body of Christ, and giving the answer that the God said on the when we consult the Bible, God gave this the verse. He confirmed, and it's accompanied with a vision or with a word, a prophecy. You see, so it's strange fire. It's modern revelation that are bringing to the body of Christ. When I left this church, and there are a lot of people that are leaving this church, because today they are all on the justice. They went to the tribunals, because the the Interpol, the police, international police, following the money, and it was a net of criminals, you see. So today the masks, they have fallen, but they have the courage to say that everybody that leaves this work, this church, doesn't take with him the Holy Ghost. So they become the owners, the lords of the Holy Ghost. Can you see this? This happened in my life. This happened to much of my brothers here in Brazil, in Portugal. This is Satan and his pyramid being built by the blind man. You see this? This is happening today. This is happening today. And when we talk to these people, they don't believe us, because they are spelled. They have spells on them. The first time I entered on that church, there was a divination from the pulpit to me. I never went there. I didn't nobody there. Didn't knew. And when I got there, in the middle of the someone there, there is a man here that has this and this and this problem. I was amazed. And I spent 8 years on that church thinking it was the real God there. Only when I see the backgrounds of the church, I start open my eyes. Because one thing, it's what happens for the tourists, you see, in the cult. And other thing, it's the background of the system. It's what happens on that reunions with the pastors, with the deacons. You see, there are two churches. There is the front door, the front church, and there is the background. Until I entered to the background, I couldn't see the real God. I couldn't see the real trap there. But it's other spirit. It's other fire. That's why so many people are being deceived on the church. And you know this, right? You know. I'm not telling you any real new, because you know how they create these strategies to take down spirituality of a congregation, of a family, of a pastor, of an evangelist, right?
Amen, brother. Absolutely. That's 100% correct. That is running rampant through most churches, you know, here in America as well. It is a huge misconception, because the enemy has and is continuing to deceive a lot of people, because everyone's caught up in this emotionalism instead of focusing on the true, authentic Word of God. And it's very dangerous,
right?
Because you get a very charismatic individual who's up there, and he looks good, he sounds good, and people are giving him a lot of money, and so he dressed good, he lives in a big car and a big house, and but everyone in the congregation is suffering, and because they're giving him all of the all of the money, and so it's a very dangerous thing, brother.
Okay, brother, I'm going just to update this in 2 minutes. Then we have around 10 minutes if you are disposed. Tomorrow we can meet again here to continue this issue, because this is only the beginning of the lunch, because there is too much meat, there is too much to those that are really hungry with the Word of God. So in the last minutes of the show, you will be talking to us a resume of what you are going to expose tomorrow, the tactics, the characteristics of the wolves that are using today, the real spells, the real gemoire, the real architecture of the enemy, okay?
Amen, brother.
Okay, so just give me 2 minutes. Então, o que o irmão estava falando é que a estratégia principal do inimigo passa por fazer acender fogo estranho nas igrejas, nas congregações que se dizem cristãs, usando a aparência de
tu no ambiente cristão, da palavra, da Bíblia, os valores, mas as práticas não são as que Jesus determinou. Então, muitas vezes começa a haver uma doutrinazinha, uma imposição de um determinado irmão, um levantamento para uma determinada posição na igreja, que toda a gente vê que aquela pessoa não está preparada ou não tem os frutos do Espírito Santo, mas está lá por outros fatores. E é sempre assim, normalmente, que começa, que existe uma brecha para onde o inimigo entra. A partir dali, começa a haver grupo, pessoas que se chegam àquela pessoa, porque sabem que a pessoa ganha uma determinada posição na igreja, e aquela pessoa encarrega-se de pôr a pessoa no sítio certo para começar a fazer um grupo. E quando o pastor ou os presbitérios dão por isso, estão debaixo de um grande problema, porque já deram poder a mais ao inimigo. Então começa a haver fogo estranho, ensino estranho, começa-se a consentir muita coisa, e a espiritualidade daquela igreja começa a ir abaixo. O que o irmão estava a falar, em particular, é que existe uma alquimia que está a ser trabalhada na nossa alma, no nosso espírito. Uma alquimia através de um fogo estranho. Nós sabemos que os anjos não são compostos de carne, não é? A forma essencial deles é espiritual, é fogo. E Satanás, ele não é comparado ao dragão por acaso, não é? Ele cospe fogo. Ele é um ser de fogo, é um anjo. E o que o irmão estava falando é que na arquitetura do Gadu, do grande arquiteto do universo da maçonaria, a pirâmide substitui o centro, o círculo, que é o símbolo da Terra, da eternidade, é uma linha sem fim, sem princípio. Já a pirâmide, o triângulo, é composta por três linhas que se fecham, que se cruzam, que criam ângulos, que terminam num sítio e começa ali outro ciclo. E é nesse tipo de simbolismo, na forma que muitas vezes como se prega no meio das igrejas, nas repetições que Jesus não aconselhou, não é? Os rituais, aqueles dogmas que mais parecem, dizem que são cultos, mas mais parecem missa, não é? Em que se vai arquitetando a sua espiritualidade, a nossa espiritualidade. Não é? E aquilo começa a ser um peso. Nós começamos inconscientemente a dizer que o evangelho de Cristo é isto, então isto não me chega. E Jesus passa a não ser suficiente, mas nem entendemos que estamos sendo guiados para espaço e para tempos que não são os de Deus na nossa vida. Não é à toa que você encontra muitos símbolos de pirâmide na grande maioria das igrejas. Você vai a um templo maçónico e olha para muitos dos templos que estão aí de igrejas evangélicas, não vê quase diferença nenhuma. Talvez, em vez de estar lá o olho, lá em cima, no teto, está uma pomba, por exemplo. Mas vai dar ao mesmo, porque é uma pirâmide. Não é à toa que todos os artistas Illuminati andam a fazer o sinal da pirâmide. Você vai à internet, clica em imagens no Google e vai ver Beyoncé, Jay-Z, por aí, tudo o que é artistas Illuminati fazem o símbolo da pirâmide. Por quê? Porque eles estão a consagrar aquele espaço ao Gadu. Então, existe uma arquitetura planeada por essas potestades que lhes permite modelar a sua vida e que permite que se instalem entre si o seu Criador. E isso não é feito de um momento para o outro, isso vai se instalando com o passar do tempo. À medida que você vai comendo comida estragada, o seu corpo espiritual vai se apodrecendo. O câncer vai se espalhando. Quando você dá por isso, você está em fase terminal. Porque existe todo um discurso léxico preparado para te lançar feitiços. Por isso é que muitas vezes acontecem adivinhações dentro das igrejas. Você está há tanto tempo à espera que Deus fale consigo e vai falar com outro. Você não acha estranho de um pai fazer isso com um filho? Você anda a pedir a Deus que fale consigo sobre determinada coisa, de repente vem alguém que nunca ouviu e vai lhe dirigir a sua vida. Então, para que é que você passa tanto tempo a sós com Deus? Não é normal. O que o irmão está falando aqui é que estão trocando o fogo do Espírito Santo pelo fogo das emoções, jogando com as suas emoções. Os espíritos sabem o que é que você precisa, Deus também. Mas você vai beber água à fonte errada e não sabe. Eu fui enganado assim. Entrei numa igreja onde não conhecia ninguém, recebi um folheto qualquer, fui lá uma primeira vez, tinha uma adivinhação que acertou em cheio no meu problema. A partir dali demorei 8 anos a entender que aquilo não era de Deus. E só descobri quando passei para os bastidores, quando entrei no sistema. Porque aquilo que é apresentado aos turistas casuais é uma coisa de Deus. Você não conhece as pessoas, não sabe as práticas daquela igreja quando vai lá uma vez, mas depois apercebe. E aí, o engraçado que o irmão estava falando aqui, que quando eu falei sobre as práticas modernas de esoterismo cristão, como consulta à Bíblia, clamar pelo sangue de Jesus e abrir a Bíblia à toa para que Deus fale através da Bíblia. O irmão diz que eles faziam isso na maçonaria. Isso é prática ocultista. E não fazem só com a Bíblia, fazem com outros livros. E isso já está dentro da igreja. Sabe quais são os espíritos que estão trazendo isso? Não é o santo, não. É aquele que te quer afastar do Espírito Santo, que te conduz para Cristo. O Espírito Santo dá glória a Cristo. Não dá glória à Bíblia, não dá glória ao pastor, não dá glória à congregação, dá a Cristo. Father, I was saying that the Holy Spirit, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will glorify Him. Spirit doesn't come to glorify Himself, to glorify the angel, to glorify the congregation, and even the Bible. The real Holy Spirit comes to glorify Jesus. He will talk, he will remember the words of Jesus, right?
Absolutely, brother. That is 100% correct, man. And that's that is a counterfeit spirit that is running rampant through the church today, that's based on this counterfeit fire, illumination, just this light, which is what the cosmogrator, what the enemy, what Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub is all about, is promoting this counterfeit spirit, this counterfeit mentality that's based on emotionalism and a feel-good message. And so it's very, very dangerous.
I think tomorrow we should emphasize this thing about the paper, the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because it's too easy to any spirit say that is the Holy Spirit. But we only can see if it is really the Holy Spirit, if he conducts the life to Jesus, right?
Exactly, brother. Because there's a counterfeit spirit, there's a counterfeit fire, there's a counterfeit illumination or knowledge that is out there that most of us are operating in, that is worldly, is earthly, sensual, and demonic. It gives you the ability to exist on this dimension, on this plane, but you have no relationship. You have no understanding. You have no knowledge of the principles, of the process, and of the procedures that's found in Scripture. And so we are violating Scripture unknowingly because we don't have knowledge. That's what in Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, a lack of gnosis.
Yes, yes.
You know, we have this counterfeit knowledge, but it's all emotional. I mean, if you ask most people coming out of the church today, what was the message about? What was the message? They shouted, they had a good time, they sung a few songs, but they have no message. They have no meat. It's just all fluff. And we have to get back to the true, authentic gospel and not this counterfeit, easy believism that's not founded and based on Scripture.
Yes. So in 1 minute, brother, tomorrow we have more time to talk because we are bringing a little bit more less worship. So in 1 minute, tell us tomorrow what are the issues that you are bringing.
Amen, brother. Tomorrow what we want to do is just want to touch briefly on this secret fire or counterfeit fire that is running through the to the church today that we call being slain in the spirit, that's based on emotionalism that appeals to the ego or to the flesh. We must expose how the enemy appeals to the flesh and why you go to church with an itching ear. The scriptures talked about in the last days, people will go from place to place seeking people who tickle the ear. And so when you teach a message, brother, that doesn't tickle people's ear, they turn off and they go to the next blog talk show. And they go from show to show, from church to church, from message to message, looking for somebody that's going to appease their flesh, that's going to tickle their ear. This is spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit. And so we're interested in delving into the spirit, brother, and that's what we're going to focus on tomorrow is we want to focus, Jesus Christ came that we may have life and life more abundantly. And so we want to focus on that life, that spiritual life, because if we walk in the spirit, we cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow. We thank you, everybody, to hear us. I hope you bring new people to hear this message. We count with you. Amanhã cá estaremos à mesma hora de hoje. Contamos com vocês. Nós agradecemos o irmão Will Rogers. We thank you, brother, for your time. And we will see you tomorrow, if God wants, okay?
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord. See you. Bye-bye.
Jesus.